USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's now threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico altogether if Congress doesn't approve funding for the border wall he wants. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney telling reporters this morning.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
Congress still divided over funding for the wall, so the partial government shutdown that's now in day seven is expected to last several more days into the new year. Another dangerous travel day for millions of Americans trying to get home after Christmas. Blizzard warnings are up across the plains, Midwest, and as far east as New England. And there have been some severe storms in the southeast as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When a bright blue light lit up the skies over New York City last night, well, at first, most folks didn't know what was happening.
Family and friends texted me from everywhere, from Brooklyn, from the Bronx, asking if we were okay.
That woman spoke to Fox's New York City affiliate. A transformer explosion, not an alien invasion, was to blame for the light that did knock out power to LaGuardia Airport for a while, causing a brief shutdown of flights. The number of police officers in America killed in the line of duty is up again this year. A preliminary report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 144 officers died. That's up from 129 last year. Most of the officers killed this year were either shot or fatally injured in car accidents. The states that saw the most officer deaths in 2018 were Texas, Florida, California, and New York, with 11 police deaths in each of those states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sears is now on the clock as the company chairman Eddie Lampert has until 4 p.m. Eastern Time to make good on his $4.6 billion offer to keep Sears in business. But according to CNBC, Lampert has not submitted a bid or lined up financing to buy the company out of bankruptcy ahead of today's deadline. And if he fails to do so by 4 Eastern, liquidators are poised to break the company up into pieces. Sears filed for bankruptcy in October. The 125-year-old company has more than 68,000 employees. Some view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects, and now the European Parliament has launched a campaign to stamp out words like mankind and more. John Clemens reports.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language.
And remember, you can find us anytime online. We're at usaradio.com. That's easy to remember, usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.